Now, the aromatase inhibitors have a special interest because they have a different toxicity profile, side effect profile from tamoxifen. And in a number of ways, they're actually safer. They're less likely to be associated with thrombotic events. They're less likely to be associated with endometrial cancer.
I mean, would you say that there is an increased risk of thrombosis or endometrial cancer with the AIs at all?
I think there's no evidence. I think that it's basically the outcome of patients getting AIs would be the same as patients who are getting placebo. Now, sometimes the comparator is tamoxifen, but AIs are not associated with those kind of issues. Incidentally, the older a patient gets, the more that these are issues. Now, AIs have one major disadvantage. And the major disadvantage is that AIs, unlike tamoxifen, actually does not protect bone mass. And so as part of your treatment planning, what we're going to do is measure your bone mass. And it's a simple test that all women, it's recommended that all women get in the United States periodically. So it's not a big deal. It's simply a way of looking at the density of the kind of bone structure in your spine and hip. If you are found to have low bone mineral density, what we're going to be doing is there's a medicine that can help protect your bone mineral density, and we can give you one of those medicines. And so the other thing is you'll be taking the aromatase inhibitor for 5 years, and during that time, you will get a yearly bone mineral density test so we can keep track of whether or not things are within acceptable ranges and whether or not they're changing.